Two-time Rugby World Cup champion and Springbok legend Eben Etzebeth has a brand new autobiography out. Here it is, and you can stand a chance to win one simply by being one of my YouTube viewers. I'm going to reveal to you, before the end of this episode, how you can win yourself a copy of this brand new autobiography out today if you are watching it on release day, the 7th of October. But before that, let me give you my honest book review. So quite excitingly, this book arrived at my front door on Sunday afternoon. I immediately began reading it, and I'm happy to tell you that I finished reading it on Monday evening. So that's basically a two-day read. It's 299 pages. It's a fast-paced read. It's a good read. It's an enjoyable read. And it's the kind of thing that I enjoy as well. It doesn't labor. As I say, it's well-paced. It's well-written. So from that point of view, one really cannot complain. One of the dangers with a sportsman's biography, or autobiography in my opinion, is that often it can either be a greatest hits, or it can be an opportunity to get revenge. What do I mean by that? Well, sometimes when we say greatest hits, it's just a player rattling through their best matches or biggest performances over the course of their career. The other danger, as I say, is when players are out for revenge and they start dropping names of all the people who they feel betrayed them during the course of their career. I'm happy to tell you that none of those things are true in this Eben Etzebeth book called Unlocked. Eben is surprisingly frank and open in this book as well. He shares many stories with us. He takes us inside the Springbok changing room, reveals the origins and the nature of his incredibly close friendship with Springbok captain Siya Kolisi. I bet you didn't know that they were next door neighbors in Durban, for example. He also tells us the personal story of how he met his wife, how he proposed to her, and all those little bits and pieces, which you kind of want in these biographies. You don't want it to just be about the sport. However, in that dressing room, he also takes us behind the scenes and reveals what the players went through when they lost to teams like Japan, Italy, Argentina at home for the first time, and some other record defeats, including that 57-0 drubbing in New Zealand when Eben was actually the captain for that fixture. Etzebeth also reveals who his toughest opponents were, not necessarily by name, but in terms of team, and I can guarantee you it's not who or what you are thinking. On top of that, he also expresses regret for the way that his domestic career has panned out, not necessarily in terms of the friendships and the results, but in terms of the lack of trophies that he's been able to win. He's been so successful with the Springboks, but he hasn't been able to replicate that at franchise or club level. Eben also reveals what it felt like, obviously, winning the Rugby World Cup, and he takes us again behind the scenes, reveals some of the stuff that goes on with the Springboks when it comes to their post-match activities, the Kontiki Fines meetings, and he tells us how they all work and what goes on there. He also doesn't hold back when it comes to sharing information and opinions, which is again the kind of thing that you want from an autobiography, not just running through the facts. Because again, like for example, let's say he says that we played against New Zealand and we lost 57-0. Yeah, well, we all know that already because we watched it, much to many of our regrets. But we were also there for 2019 and 2023. We saw it with our own eyes. But he tells you little bits and pieces that were actually going on in the match, gives you an idea of what us as fans could look out for, and gives you a little bit of an idea behind the tactics. Also goes into detail in terms of his coaches like Alistair Coetzee and Heineke May, and then obviously Russie Erasmus and Jacques Nienaber. He also gives his opinion on hot button topics like transformation, and gives you a little bit of food for thought as far as that is concerned, particularly within the Springbok environment. He also talks about the comparisons between the great All Black team we saw in the 2010s and the current Springbok team. Again, that is a hot topic of discussion, one of the great comparisons. Which team is the greatest? And he kind of gives you an idea of what his thoughts are as far as that is concerned. There's another item that Eben does not shy away from, and that is his infamous Etzebeth family fights. And when I talk about fights, I'm talking about the kind of brawls that take place in things like pubs and bars and that sort of thing. And I think that there's a little bit of a legend going around in the northern suburbs of Cape Town. Think of the areas like Goodwood, Parow, Reiterwacht, those kind of areas where apparently the Etzebeth family has a little bit of a reputation. Well, you know what, Eben, to his credit, it's the kind of thing that a lot of people might shy away from. He goes there, he tells us what happened, and he gives his take, and he gives his opinion, and true to form, there's probably a bit more myth there, and a bit more, perhaps even legend, than the truth, and as is often the case. And speaking of which, he also takes us behind the scenes into what really happened in Langebaan on the eve of the 2019 Rugby World Cup, when he was involved in an incident and was accused of racism, as you might remember. He was cleared of all the charges, and he tells us exactly what happened in this book. Now, while I'm obviously giving a very positive review here of the book, there are one or two negatives, which I think is only fair to share with you if we're going to give you, or if I'm going to give you, an honest book review. So on the negative, I'll say right off the bat that I'm not a big fan of sportsmen releasing biographies or autobiographies while they are still playing. And the reason is because I feel like the story is not yet complete. And, for example, if we win the 2027 Rugby World Cup, then Eben is going to have to add one or two additional chapters to this book and put out a second release, which I'll gladly read again, I'll tell you that much. But, as I say, I just feel that because the story is not yet complete, I would like the athlete generally to wait until the end of his or her career, and then we get the autobiography. Having said that, Eben is obviously closer to the end of his career than he is the beginning, and this book is a delight in that sense in any event, and by the end of it, I didn't feel like I've missed out on anything, and that is a good thing. But as I say, I've read, and so have you, I have no doubt, biographies or autobiographies of players who have also not yet finished their careers. Sia Kolisi had a book out not so long ago, so did Dr. Rassi Erasmus, and we both know that their careers are not yet at the end. And again, if we win that 2027 Rugby World Cup, that makes it three books now that we are going to have second edition releases with additional chapters to tell us the story of what really happened in Australia. So I suppose I would say that I'm already looking forward to that. I suppose maybe the big criticism is you see this often in the UK, where an athlete has had one or two good seasons, burst onto the scene, he's the leading try scorer in his first or second season, and now there's an autobiography. And you're like, well, how can there be an autobiography when you're 23? And you get the point. That's just my opinion. Clearly, there's a market for it, because otherwise those kind of books wouldn't be on the shelves. I'm just giving you my personal opinion on that. If I were to give another somewhat negative, and I'm kind of nitpicking here, because as I said, the story was well written and well paced, I felt like Eben could have maybe told us a little bit more about his early life. Usually in these kind of books, there might be one or two funny stories of things that happened in their youth. So, you know, for example, when he was 8 years old, he broke his arm playing near the river, and when his mother told him not to go there, you know, that kind of thing. And there's none of that in this book. So from that point of view, I would express a little bit of disappointment. But again, it doesn't take away from the overall reading experience. And as I say, I am nitpicking somewhat here. And then the other thing that I would point out that struck me in this book, and this is a testament to his honesty, which that's all you ask for, right? In an autobiography, all we ask is that the player is honest, and he tells us his story from his point of view, the way that he experienced it. And it's interesting to me that he does express quite a deep suspicion and holds a rather negative view of the media. Now, I know that in media circles, things can often be sensationalized to ridiculous levels. I don't dispute that for a second. I myself have worked in the media one way or another since 2002. So I know how it works, and I don't agree with a lot of it, but I'm part of it, right? So, you know, I've got to hold my hand up there as well. But I do think that there is a side to sport, not just rugby, a side to sport where a lot of athletes have had this drilled into them that the media is their enemy, or that the media is the bad guy. And I think the reality is that certainly in terms of the South African sports media, guys, we are mild. We are mild compared to what you get in the UK and Australia, for example. I mean, those guys are brutal, man. They are brutal. South African sports media, not really, not really. In fact, I've heard it said before that South African sports journalists are often nothing but fans with laptops, which I think is a very, very harsh viewpoint. I think most South African journalists are doing a good job and are trying their best. It's not always easy, especially when you think of cutbacks and, quite frankly, weak salaries, below average. It's just the way that it is. Newsrooms are scaling down all the time. And obviously, I know a lot of the guys who are rugby writers and sports writers. And I can honestly tell you that most of them, honestly, most of them are good guys who love rugby. They love sport. They love the Springboks. And you know what? They, just like you watching this, want the Springboks to win. And that's just the reality. So it's interesting to me how Eben does seem to have this deep suspicion of the media. So let me put this into context for you. If you enjoyed reading this book, Siya Kolisi Rise, I've got it on my bookshelf clearly because here it is, although not right now on my bookshelf. I've taken it off for the purposes of this episode. And you enjoyed this one, Russie, another really, really good read. If you enjoyed those books, then I can guarantee you that you will also enjoy Eben Etzebeth Unlocked. In terms of where it stands for me, I'm going to be as harsh as possible right now, and I'm going to tell you that this is the best South African sports biography or autobiography that I've ever read. Francois Pienaar, Rainbow Warrior, written by Edward Griffiths. He was the CEO of SARU or SAFU back in the day. And then I would say that I kind of am in two minds here because this one is also excellent. John Smith, Captain in the Cauldron. Written, I said I've got some friends in the media, written by one of my friends, Mike Greenaway, who's one of the great rugby writers in South Africa. Those two books for me stand out as the very best. And I would say that just a smidgen under that is where I would bring in Siya, Russie, and Eben Etzebeth. Enjoyable reads, great reads. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. It's that good. If you buy it, you're not going to be disappointed. But you know what? You don't have to buy it. You can win it. That's right. This book could be yours for free, so to speak. All you have to do is head on over to my Patreon page. The link is in the description area below. And if you sign up as one of my patrons, well, there are great benefits to be had in any event. For example, you can get your name mentioned in my videos. You can get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player. You might even be able to have quarterly Zoom calls with me where we discuss Springbok matches, tactics, and players, the history, games, all those sorts of things. You can also get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online merchandise store, and you can win yourself Springbok jerseys, match tickets, and you can win this one, Eben Etzebeth Unlocked. The link is in the description area below. To be one of my patrons, it starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US dollars. So that's about 85 Rand these days, give or take. And your support would mean a lot to me. Not only do you stand a chance to win yourself the Eben Etzebeth biography or autobiography that's been released today, but in addition to that, you'll be able to help me to do this full time. I would also love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup from down under for you on a daily basis. And if you sign up as a patron, I'll be very, very grateful, especially if you used to work at Eskom and they gave you a lack of bonus when you left, then I think you can sign up for the upper tier. And I'll see you next time.